Okay. 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 We go. We go by the 5 points I want to make, and I'm going to make a couple of them are very small points, and then one or two are a little larger points. Okay. So we're learning the Gemara now. Yesterday, I think what we pulled out of yesterday's shiur, and the assault I wanted to get out of yesterday's shiur is, if you look at the sugya in its totality, the big picture of the sugya, as you move from the middle of the sugya towards the end of the sugya, there's basically two ways that the Rishonim are like pushing forward. And that is the topic of the sugya that the father is in control of the kiddushin and memela he gets the money? Or is the topic of the sugya the money? And for example, yes, we have a pasuk, everyone knows the chumash, that speaking of Sati Shazer, that he could be Mekadesher as a Nara, and I don't need Maseches, I don't need Gemara for that. That's a pasuk in Chumash. And if he does the Kiddushin, the money follows the Kiddushin. And the topic of the Sugya is the money. And for example, according to we saw yesterday, Tosa Rosh and Tamir Rashba, when, according to Esokesh, when she could be Mekadesh herself, so who gets the money? And the Shaila is not about the Kiddushin, but it's about the money, okay? So keep that in the back of your minds, okay? Now, I'm going to go through a couple of small Shaklavataya points, and then we'll go ahead. So the Gemara is grappling with this question, Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara cites, Bina Urea Beis Avia, Kol Shvach Ne'urim La'Avia, Ve'ela Hadam Rav Huna, you have a pasuk that says, Maisa Habas La'Av, that the Maisa Adam of the Bas goes to the father, Shneimar V'chiyim Kor Ishas Bito La'Oma. Ma oma maisia della rabba abbas nami maisia della avia. Why do we need that pasuk of ama tepukle minu ureha base avia? Why do we need a pasuk that of ama that says the maisia dayim go to the adon, i.e., to the father? I should learn that from minu rabbe savia. So ella, when the pasuk says minu rabbe savia, behafaras nedarim hu diksiv. And Hachanami over here about Faris and Darin who digs. Okay, so that's fine. Now I want to the Chitema. We spent a lot of time yesterday on this line. The Chitema Nelof Mine Nelof Mine. So why do you learn out from the Darin to what? To Kiddush. Now I just want to just parenthetical comment. This is not a point I want to make, but some Rishonim do say what the Gemara is saying now is the Chitema Nelof Mine. From how far is Nedarim to actually Maisa Yadayim? Not, you know, that we're not talking Kiddush, we're talking Maisa Yadayim. Again, parenthetical comment. Right, exactly. Parenthetical comment. But I don't want to talk about that. V'chitema Nelof Mine. So Gemara says, Mamona Me'isuri Loyafina. You cannot learn out from Nedarim to Kiddushin, because Kiddushin is Mamon, and this is Isurin. We spent a lot of time yesterday talking about that. Okay, now next line. V'chitema nelof miknasa. And the Gemara answers, Mamona miknasa lo yalfina. I want to discuss point number one. What's the havamina and what's the maskana? The Gemara says, maybe we can learn out kiddushin from knas. That the father is in charge of the kiddushin, which we just said is mamon. And that we can learn out from knas. That if she gets rate or mefuta, who gets the money? The dad gets the money. So too, the dad should get the money. Should be in charge of kiddush, which is also mom. That's the havamina. The Gemara says no, you cannot learn out mamon from knas. So I would like to just understand what's the havamina and what's the maskana of that line. And look at Rashi. Rashi says something a little confusing over here. Rashi says, "Mamona miknasa lo yafinan shahaknas kulo chidush umichidush lo gamrina knas is a chidush, and from a chidush you can't learn vaakati kiddush seminolan la tolavia have. And how do you know therefore kiddushin is to the father? What does that mean? Knas is a chidush. What's such a chidush about knas? And why is it that if it's a chidush you can't learn out from the chidush?" Like, what's Rashi saying? What's the Havmina? What's going on over here? So Gemara thought initially you could learn out from Knas to Kesef Kiddushin. Why could you learn out from Knas to Kesef Kiddushin? And Kamashmalan, nah, Knas is a chiddush, and you can't. Okay, so, okay, good. So Yehuda starts off saying, money's money. So this is apples and apples. You can't compare apples and apples. If the father gets the money of Knas, then he should get the money of Kiddushin. It's apples and apples. Kamashmalan, we'll deepen that a little bit. Kamashmalan, it's a chiddush. And mi chiddush lo gamrina. What's that say?
Why not?
You just told me it is the same. No. Give me one English word with a C. Compensatory. Mammon is compensatory. You're mechaser someone, you're maslim them. What was the hava mina that you can't compare knas to? Maybe the knas also in hava mina, you raped someone. So there's something inflicted, something done. And the Torah says a set amount, they have to pay for that. You have to pay for that. And therefore it is, in a certain sense, not classic compensatory, because classic compensatory means that you're paying exactly what you damaged. Here, I don't care if you raped whoever it was, it doesn't make a difference. It's a set sum. It's a fixed sum certain of Chamishim Kesef. So therefore, it's not exactly a compensatory, but it has a compensatory quality. Maybe therefore you can learn out. It's in the category of mom. Kamash Malon. What's the Kamash Malon? What's the Chiddush of Knas? What's the Chiddush of Knas? No. What's the Chiddush of this of Knas? No, what's the chiddush of knas? Is it compensatory or is it a P word?
Is it
a word with a P?
It's just
or is it punitive? It's a punishment. It's punitive. But if it's punitive, you're speeding on the highway, pulls you over, you get a ticket. Punitive. Where does the money go? When you pay the ticket, where does the money go? It goes to the state. It goes to the government. Where does this money go? It goes to the victim. That's unusual. That's very unusual. It's not mammon, it's punitive, yet the money goes to the victim. That's a chiddush. That's unusual. That doesn't make like that. That has nothing to do with kiddush. Kesef kiddushin goes to the makne, that you can't learn out from knas. A small point, nothing major, but I just want you to see how to analyze a shakla v'tayr of the Gemara.
I mean, you could say that it's not really such a big difference, because in the case of the speed ticket or other cases of knas, the victim is society, they're paying back the government, which is like saying you're speeding on a highway, so you pay.
So there's no victim.
Right?
There's no victim.
But there is. There's a potential victim. Saying,
okay.
You're being reckless.
Yeah, okay, but it's... Right.
Right. Oh, but it's not like...
But here, there's
like
that's the point.
Two separate people. It's the same concept.
Okay, but...
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Vaiter and Shas. Okay, that's point number one. Small point, nothing major. Point number two, I want to do another shock of a tire point. Okay? I'm going to make a keep score over here. Another shock of a tire point. We're going to do point number three. So then the Gemara says, Ela Mistabra. We're going to skip Moshe Pagan for a second. Ela Mistabra, Dechi Kamemai. You know what? Let's do it in order. We'll stick to the order. So now the Gemara says, okay, Dechi Tema Nelof Mi Boshes Pagan. Let's learn out from Boshes and Pagan. Now, why is Boshes Pagan a better place to learn than Onis and Mafate? Because Baisa Begam is what kind of payment? What kind of payment is it?
It's a
C-word payment. It's compensatory. It's compensatory. What happened over here is, in addition to the knas of Ones, But there's also damage that's being done. There's embarrassment. There's pain and suffering. And that has to be paid for. That's mammon. And who gets that mammon, presumably? The father gets the mammon. And if the father's getting the mammon, therefore, that proves that what? What does it prove? If the father gets the mammon when a nara is Aines to Mefated, that proves what? Two possibilities. That proves two. One of two possibilities. Either it's going to prove somehow in Hava Mina that the father controls the Kiddushin, and now that he controls the Kiddushin, what? He also gets the money. Or it's going to prove
he controls all her money.
That he gets the money of Kiddushin, and that if she, the Nara, is Mekadesh herself, according to Reish Lakish, the money goes to the father. Goes to the father. The money goes to the father. Because Boshas Pagam proves the money goes to the father. Even though she experiences the Boshas Pagam, who gets the money? The father gets the money. Even though she's Mekadesh herself, the father gets the money.
I thought that that's what the first thing
No, the first is saying if he does the Kiddushin, he also gets, he can do the Kiddush Modonara. She's the Kedela. He can do the Kiddushin. And it's proven he can do the Kiddushin. Of course, the money follows the Kiddushin. The other possibility is, no, we're talking about Reish Lakish. She can do the what? She can do the Kiddushin. The Shaila is, who gets the money? And the answer is, Baish Begam says the father gets the money. Now, who is going to learn? Okay, so I just want to walk you through this long tesis. It's a long and complicated tesis, but I just want to kind of get to the yesod of the tesis. So Rashi says, what's pshat in boshes and pagam? So Rashi writes over here, does Rashi say? Yes, Rashi says, the kamelam b'ksuz melam beis, shama'anes no sein boshes and pagam la'av, v'hanu lav knas aninu. It's not a knas. It's not a knas, and the father gets it. So what's the Hava Mina saying? Who's experiencing the Baish and Begam?
The father.
Hava Mina, Hava Mina. In Hava Mina, who's experiencing Baish and Begam? She is. Who's getting the money? He is. Who's getting married? She is. Who's like overarching? He is. That's the limud. That's the limud. What's the deflection of the limud? So says the Gemara, deflection of the limit is no. Shani boshes upegam de'avua shayach begavai. Boshes begam is different because the father is?
Feels it.
Has shaychus to it. Mahapshat. Omer Rashi, de'avua shay begavayu, shiyesh lo din chelet bahem. Shiyesh biyodo levayish lo pogma, b'shul mamon shiyitnu lo. Diboy masa lo lemenu wa lemukashkin, to have your law, basis of begam, the ana ze shebaaleha mechaser mamon ze shezilzala vlo yikpitzu aleha toivin. Wow. Rashi's really amazing. I mean, it's disgusting. What I'm about to say is disgusting. I'm just saying it, or he asked him to dramatize a point. Because the question you asked me earlier today. I don't mean what I'm saying. But I'm going to say it. You have a guy who can't find a shidduch. Can't find a shidduch. Because no girl wants to look at him. It's disgusting. He's disgusting. He's got a face full of boils. It's a mukashkin. No one wants to marry. And so a father says, listen, I know you're a man of means, and I know you're also desperate. So let's cut a deal. And you'll pay me lots of money, and I will cut a deal. Can the father do that? Technically, he could do that. So he can put her in a position. Now, let's say this girl, Rachman Otzlan, got raped. Even the Mukashkin doesn't want to marry her. She's like, raped. So he could marry to Mukashkin, but He doesn't want to marry because she got raped. So who's experiencing the damage over here? The father's experiencing the damage because no one's going to want to marry her. So that impacts him directly because he has the kayak to marry her and now he can't. That's how Rashi's learning the sugya.
Therefore what? Therefore you can't.
That's how Rashi's learning the answer. Why is it you can't learn out from both of the Megam? Because it's not her who's experiencing the... It's not her Boshes Megam, it's his Boshes and Megam. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. What? Of financial loss. So the fact that the money goes to the father is not a proof that the money, that when she gets married, it should go to the father because this is his damage, not hers. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara.
It's Boshes for the father?
That's what he's saying. It's not because he's embarrassed. It's because he can't marry her off.
What's the payment of Boshes? Boshes is embarrassment, right?
Boshes is embarrassment. Meaning, when you get a girl gets raped, there's a boshes, there's a pain. There's embarrassment.
Right,
and the father gets that. Why does the father get that? The father gets that because it's his loss.
No, but that's, I'm saying, that would make sense for Begum because now he can't marry her off for as much. But the boshes is still hers. The father doesn't get her.
He's saying...
He's not walking around feeling
he's embarrassed that he can't marry her off.
That's not a thing.
I don't know if that's a thing.
That's not a thing.
The Rashi puts it together. I don't know. Your point is well taken. But Rashi put Boshes Begam that both of those factors are going to impact her ability to get married. I don't know how you the Boshes. You're right. I understand your question. I don't have. I'm not answering your question. I'm recognizing the question. Rashi doesn't distinguish one from the other. That's. I'm not. I hear the point. So, but let's get to the core issue. So now Tosis comes along and asks. Wait a second. Why is it that it's the father's boshes? Because he now can't marry her. But what am I trying to prove over here? Can the father marry her? That's what I'm trying to prove. But what is Boshes Begam assuming?
That
he could marry her. So it's a circular argument, according to Rashi. This is what Tosa. Let's see Tosa inside a few lines. Ve'ema v'chitema ne'lav boshes mi'boshes begam. Tema hechiboy le'meimar ne'lav kiddushin mi'boshes begam. Ha'boshes begam gufa lo yadina shehen la'av ela mi'kiddushin. So I'm so bad l'naris to eat by matzah lo l'menuva mukashkin. The whole din of boshes begam is to the father is premised on that now he can't marry her. But we're trying to prove whether he can marry her. Good. It's a kayak. You're like 25 steps ahead of me. That's what Tosa's going to get. But because of his kasha, so Tosa has to go through some gyrations now.
Say it again.
Says Tosa. In Boshes Begam, he's saying the whole Boshes Begam, why is the father in the maskana? It's the father's loss, it's the father's damage because he can't marry her off. That's exactly what we're trying to prove in the sugya. We're trying to prove that the father is the one who's in charge of her marriage as a nara. How are you proving that? Because he gets the Boshes Begam. But why does he get the Boshes Begam? Because he can marry her off. That's going. We can only marry. No, it marries her off from Boshes Begam. So we're going in a circle over here.
It's all according to Rashi.
According to Rashi. This is according to Rashi.
Both of them already hold that we can marry her off.
No. That's what the process Tosa is going to get to. Remember, Rabosai. Remember. This all fits in together. According to Rashi, what is the pasuk that's beating the Sati Shazek going on?
Teaching that we can marry her off.
What's it going on? The parsha is talking about a nara, but it's going on
Kitana.
And then kosher came. Sorry, it's going on Kitana. The pasuk is going on Kitana, and we're trying to prove what that the father also can marry her off as a nara. That's where everything starts. Got it? So we're trying to prove up here. But how can you prove up here when Boshes Begam assumes that he can marry her off? So what does Tosa say as he moves along? Tosa says, you know what? He's going to do what? He's really going to be... marrying her when she's a katana. Do we know we can marry off when she's a katana? Yes. Where do I know that from? Vespiti Nasati. She can marry when she's a katana. Now she's married to this guy who's got the boils all over his face. It's embarrassing. Can the father do that? Does he have authority to do that? Yes. Okay, she married him. Very embarrassing wedding. Everyone's making fun of her. Look at you. Look what you got. They're all making fun of her. She's mortified. She's bushed out. She is wearing the veil, but she wants him to be wearing the veil. She can't handle it. And, okay, they get married. Now, a year later, she's a Nara. And she's walking to Shul on Shabbos with the guy, the same guy. And she's still pushed out. Every time she walks to Shul, the ladies are there pointing to her husband, saying, look at him, he's terrible. He's terrible. He's pushed out. So says Tysus, who caused that? The father caused it from Katnus, but there's still impact in Naris. And who's going to get the money there for, even for the Busha that's persisting into Naris? The father. And that's the pshat.
But that makes no sense to have a pshat in the life.
That's the pshat.
Because he already married her off.
He did marry her off, but he married her off, and he's going to be impacting her even as a Nara. And the money for Baishas of Nairis is also going to go to the father. And from there you see.
But the whole reason that he wasn't able to.
So, in other words, are we saying that his ability to be in control of a Baishas Begam is because he can marry her as a Nara? No. It's because he can be Mevasher as a Nara by actions that he did when she was a Katana.
There's
more money coming in. More money. She is a what do you call it? She's an annuity. She's an annuity.
So he keeps paying.
He keeps. She's an annuity. She's like we'll amortize it. We'll see what the present day value is of a life of Abusha. So says Tosus is stuck. It's stuck. Tosus gets stuck. He says, but if that's your argument, then why stop at Nairis? He should even get money for Lot, for her busha at Babris. Because who caused the busha at Babris? That's also his control from the marriage from Katniss. And he proves some Gemaras that no, at Babris already it stops. And if you tell me it stops at Babris, then the impact on Nairis also should be relevant. And he says, I got to move in a different direction, a new pshat. And basically what Tosis says is what I just want to point out. This is kind of as a hashlama to yesterday's shir. Basically, Tosis says, I gotta walk away from Rashi. I gotta walk away from Rashi. Because Rashi says it's Biti Nasati is teaching me what halach? That kiddushin by a katana. And I say no. Says Tosis says Biti Nasati, I'm learning out Kiddushin by a Nara. And how do I know Kiddushin then by a Ketana? How do I know Ketana? Kal v'chomer. And now what's left in the sugi? What else do I need to know? All I need to know is Kesef when the Nara is Mekadesh herself. So the Nara is Mekadesh herself according to Reish Lakish. And that's the question is, who gets the money? And it's purely a money question. And if it's purely a money question, what can I turn to? I can turn to Moshe Begam and see I'm not being done. I'm not asking about the power of Kiddushin. I'm only asking if she is Mekadesh herself, who gets the money? I'm saying now we're getting to the same place we did yesterday, but now not from the Tosas Rosh's angle, which is Hafaras Nedarim, but rather from the Moshe Begam angle. You get into the same concludes the Tosa Rush. Yesterday, the Tosa Rush, just to recap, I know it's very technical, but it's good work for me at least. I hope you're with me. It's according to Tosa Rush yesterday, we said from Hafaras Nedarim, you can learn out Kiddushin, because that's Isura Le Isura, and who gets the Kesef? That's what we're learning out from the rest of the Sukkah. Tosa is getting to the same exact place, but he's getting it from Boshet Begam, because Boshet Begam, again, we're not going to learn out, you can't learn out that the fa, that's circular, and therefore you're going to learn out just the kesef shaila, and that becomes a good limit from Boshe Begam. Now, this is all starting from Rashi's premise. What was Rashi's premise? That what is the shaychus of the father to Boshe Begam? That he can marry her off to a mukashkin. And that was what we were trying to prove. So it's circular, we're stuck, we're forced into over here. But what did the Rashba say? And all the other Rishonim, Rashba, Ramban, Ritva, they all say, no, what's the father's shaykh to Boshe Begam? Not he can marry her off. Is that when something bad happens to the daughter, when the daughter gets raped, you know what's impacted? The whole family name is impacted. You didn't just impact her, you impact the whole family name. And that's the father's direct shaykhs to the Boshe Begam. It has nothing to do with her being able to marry her off. So therefore, now we can still be up here in the discussion of who is in charge of the Kiddush. Okay, so that's Taisus, and that's point number two. I'm on time, believe it or not. Even though we've done only 2 out of 5, I'm okay time-wise. Okay, point number three. I didn't do three. I'm doing three right now. Point number three. If you lost on points number 1 and 2, point number 3 has nothing to do with point number 1 and 2. So you can come back and not be lost. Okay, so we're getting to the end of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, nah, forget all this. Forget all this, no rise from Knas, no rise from Boshe Begam, forget that. Ella, Mistabra. Let's go back to the beginning. The key coming ma'et, Yitzia de Kavasei coming ma'et. We're back to the Yatzachinim and Kesef. And the Yatzachinim and Kesef ain't Kesef la'adon. So says the Gemara, v'halo damya. But can you really compare Ama Ivriya to a Kiddushin? Because Ama Ivriya, when she exits from the bailus of the Adon, what's the nature of that exit? It's complete and free. Valodamya, Hayitzia, Hasan Naflam, it's just Adon, Legamre. Vahacha, Akate Mixra, Mesila Chuppa. But over here, what kind of Yitzia is there? What kind of Yitzia is there? Is there any Yitzia?
A little bit.
There's no Yitzia. Where does she live? Where does she live? She lives by the father's house. So what Yitzia is there? Says the Gemara, there's a little Yitzia. There's a little Yitzia. What's the little Yitzia? Bahafaras nedarim mia nafkala mirshusa ditzna namarosa viu bala mefirin nedarim. Okay, Noi, I'm ready for you. So Noi in the Beis HaMedrash this morning, ask me a question. I'd like you to, do you remember the question you asked me? I hate that answer. It's like, yes! You don't remember? What did you ask me this morning?
Loud. You said that...
He asked me his spouse.
No, I don't remember.
He asked me his spouse. What kind of Yitzia is this? It's not a Yitzia. It's not a Yitzia. Can the father still be made for her nedarim?
Yes.
The answer is yes. He still can. Just now he's coupled with the husband. That's not a yitzia. Beforehand he could do it by himself. Now he can still do it. Just he needs a father. He needs a husband also. What did the Chava mean to think? What did the Chava mean to think? Hello. What did Gemara's have me to think when it said Akati Mixera Mesira Lachupa? What did have me to think? No. That nothing's happened. The fact that now the husband also can be made for Nidareha, that doesn't count. And now the Maskana says it counts. It counts enough. It's good enough. It's enough. I want to just analyze again, very simple, ABC, baby lumbus. What did the Gemara think in Hav Amina? And what does the Gemara think now? Rabbo said, the Hav Amina knew. I promise you the Hav Amina knew that after Erisin, Hafaras Nedarim is a partnership. It knew it. And it said, partnership, that's nothing. Maskana, still partnership. That's something. That's enough. That's called enough of a yitzi. I call that a yitzi. What's this? Baby lumps. What does Gemara think in Havamina? And what does Gemara think in the Maska? Yeah.
The thought in Havamina that just like by when she leaves the master's just, it was a full yitzi, it needs to be a full yitzi when she leaves the father's just. And then Maska was saying, it's not like that. It doesn't need to be a full yitzi.
But. Is there any yitzia? I would like to suggest. I'm not going to give you the answer. I want to just direct your thinking. 1 second. The Havmina thought, a partner in the Darim, Hafara, is no yitzia.
There is no yitzia.
Is no yitzia. The Maskana thinks it is a yitzia. I want you to analyze that shaila. I'm saying something that's very simple, nothing fancy, very simple, elementary, ABC lumdus. Yeah, baby lumdus.
There's still no yitzia for her just because now the Baal has to be involved with the Av. Nothing has changed on her side of the thing.
What? I'm not interested in her side. I'm interested in his side.
The father?
Yeah. That's the yitzia. He's the one. So... You're right. There's nothing changed for her, but that's not the topic. She's not the subject here. She's the subject, but she's not the topic. The topic is her relationship to her father. Is there... Yeah?
Does the introduction of a second person completely remove you from your ability?
Well, it's not completely removed. I know
adding,
he's not completely...
It's adding, if not attracting.
Okay, so what you... I'm going to just say it, because I want to... Now I do what I'm looking at. Is the Havmina says, what we've done... is we've added the husbands. We've added the husbands. The father had the exclusive schus hafara, and now we have added the husbands. The maskana is saying what we've done is not merely added the husbands. We have poured some of the koach of the father into the husbands. In other words, it's not just we've added the husbands. We have taken the koach of the husband, a chelik of his koach, and we have taken it away from him and given it to the husband. And in that sense, yes, there has therefore been a reduction of her presence by the father. In other words, she's in a process of moving towards the husband, and it represents a reduction, a diminution of the koach of the husband. It's not just an adding of the baal; it's diminution of the koach of the husband. Again, small point. You like it, you don't like it. I just want to add at that point. Okay, I'm going to skip that of five because this is easy. I want to stay easy, and then I'm going to finish with the kivek. I'm going to read a Rambam to you. The Rambam 3:11, where's the Rambam found? Hilchos Ishus. Now, I just want to sensitize you. Again, small points, small little points as we wrap things up over here, but I think very meaningful points. Watch this. Just read language of the Rambam. When you read a Rambam, sensitivity to language. Watch this. Ha'av Mekadesh Ezbito Shelola Daita Kol Zman Shehi Kitana. Got it? Ukashinara Rishusa Biyada Shenemar Ezbiti Nasati Liishaze. I'm going to read that again. That's all I'm going to read. Ha'av mekadesh esbito shola daita kozman shiktana ukashinara reshusa biyada shenemar esbiti nosad lishazeh. Do you see the difference between the language of the Rambam father vis-a-vis ktana and father vis-a-vis nara? when she's a katana, what does the Rambam say? He can be makadisher without her das. Like, what's the word that jumps out? What?
Control.
Father is in total control. He can be makadisher shelo midaita ba'odoktan. And then something happens when she becomes a nara. What happens when she becomes a nara? Now, she nara reshusa biyado. Reshusa biyado, as the pasuk says, is speaking of Tali Shazen. Like, okay, the Torah now like delegated something to him. He has a reshus.
What's the difference?
There's a big difference. Oh, practically? Yeah. So I asked you, look at Lecha Mishnah.
There wasn't a difference.
You could have just said no. So I would say what the difference is that again, I'm not going to give you an afkin now. I don't have an afkin in my head. But what the Rambam said, it's really bringing this point out to learn how to read a Rambam. But the Rambam is telling you, as far as Tana, she is 100% in his reshus, in his control, and therefore it's you need a pasuk even to teach me that he has rights over her kiddush. You don't really need a pasuk. He's in control. You don't need the pasuk for that. Shalola Daita, he is the Baal Dover. When she becomes a gedola, the way I would read the Rambam is, who's the Baal Dover? As a Nara, when she's a
Baal,
I would say she's the Baal Dover. She's the Baal Dover, but he has Rishus. He has the Torah says she's still young enough that the Torah is delegating him as her Shaliach. Yeah, and Pastor Shia, maybe so. Okay, again, I just wanted to make that Ha'ara in the Rambam. Last point I want to make for today is, yes, I think so, correct. Okay, last point I want to make, and this is the Taisus in Maseches Kiddush. Last point. Taisus in Ksuvos. That's not what the Rambam. Why to keep people like Rav Chaim in business? No, because the Rambam is not. The Rambam was a halachist. He's giving you halachos. He's a posek. He's not giving you lumdus. But our job then is, in reading the halachos, is to extract what his vision was of the sukkah. That's what we're doing. Okay, last point I want to make. Excuse me?
Wedding.
You know how long I was at the wedding for?
Wow.
Wow. I don't want to say, because it's someone I like a lot. But, I was at the wedding for, put it this way, parking took me longer than being.
Whoa, what type of park?
But I'm confident.
I love. Like 2 hours.
It's not Manhattan. It's Beit Shemesh parking. The family is very special people, the best people in the world, and but I did feel like I was my wife's got corona in the school, and who knows what I got in the school, so we
school.
Just you're right
school?
I meant the kids' school, not the yeshiva. That's not what I was talking about. So we wanted to be corona sense. I'll call pun it. Last point. I was there enough to wish the warmest of mazel tovs to the father-in-law, grandfather, grandmother, uncle, and a couple of
the chazan
hal. I don't really know, but I know the mishpah. Okay, what? No, I wasn't there for Eichel. No, Eichel. Okay. Okay, right. Last point. Thank you. Okay, Rabosai, there's a Tyson Ksuvus. Last point. Ksuvus. It's in Ksuvus. So Tosis just says, he just flips the sugya upside down a little bit. At the end of the day, what have we always been saying? And what have we always been saying? The cash follows the
control.
The cash follows the kiddush. In other words, if he's in control of the kiddush, and Mela, he's going to get the cash. Tosis just turns it upside down. Tosis in Kiddushin, in Tzuvos turns it upside down. What do we learn out from Biyatza Chinam Ein Kesef? Ein Kesef La'adon Zeh? Aval Yesh Kesef La'adon Acher Umay Niyu. Av? And now that the Av gets the money, that proves he's in control. Look at Tosis. Look at Tosis. Third line. Maybe she should get the money. Now have a svara. The ihu nami mikabel the hashta avia shakal kesef ki dusha the ihu tigdais nafsha. What? He's going to get the money and she's going to have authority over what? Over the Kiddushin? That makes no sense. If he's getting the money, that's a riot. That what? That he has authority over the Kiddushin. Rabbi said, did we see this svara before? We did not see this svara before. We saw the opposite of this svara. The Gemara says, wouldn't make sense that what? Ihu. Ihu is Mekadesh, the Ihi, Tishko Kaspa, and she's going to get the money? That makes no sense. If he's doing the Kiddushin, he gets the money. You know, what's Iker, what's Tafel? Is the Kiddushin the Iker, or is the money the Iker? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara said what? The Kiddushin is the Iker, and the money follows the Kiddushin. What's Tosis now saying? Oh, once we establish he gets the money, then of course, he's doing the Kiddushin. And comes over to Kivaker and says, that's illogical. That's illogical. That's illogical. Why is that illogical? Why is it illogical? It's illogical because the Gemara said the exact opposite. The Gemara says, he who controls the Kiddushin, he does the Kiddushin, the Ihi Tishko Kaspa, that doesn't make sense. So he gets the money. Here we're saying, no. Look, and he says, I don't get it. He says, look at the Rebbe Kiva Eger, fourth line. Vatos Pirshu came to Shamin the Kasbal Avia, Svarahu, the Mekabal Nami Hakidush, the Hasha Nema, Iu Tikdish, Navsha, the Avia Mekabal Kasba, the Tmihani Ape Risham says, Rebbe Kiva, I don't get it. The Bishlam Allah Hefech, Shaykh Lisho Shaper, Hasta Via Mekadish, Via Tisko, the Mehekan Tiska Hiva Kasab Davia. How is she going to get the money when the father did the action of a Hakshos? But to say the opposite, Ihi, Tekadesh Navsa Davia Shokyo Ze Enokasha. The Yeshua that Torah Zaksa Es Asher La Lavia. Don't we know ABCs? Things happen to her, who gets the money? Things happen to her, who gets the money?
Father.
The father, but they happen to her. So, why do you say this logic, says Rabbi Kivager, why do you say this logic? Oh, he gets the money, therefore. Therefore, what?
He
must do the Kiddushin. The Kiddushin is his. Ma pitom. So, the answer to that question, and this will be, again, we'll now make a siyum on the sugya. The answer to the question is as follows. Stipe Gon Kilos Yaakov Masek's Kiddushin Simen Yud says as follows. How does, and it kind of goes back to the beginning, how does Kesef Kiddushin work? The way Kesef Kiddushin works, back to Chalipin, the sugis, I was speaking to Eliyah, the sugis like come back. How does Kesef Kiddushin work? I want badly Luber's Y.U. Switcher. So what do I do? I say, Luber, $20. The money does what? What does the money do? It induces him. It's an inducement to do what? Say the word? To be makne. The money is inducement to be makne. Can I go ahead and give Waxberg $20 and now Luber gives me the sweatshirt?
No.
That's not going to induce Luber. What's going to induce Luber is the $20 to Luber. And then he will give me the sweatshirt. What Tosis is saying is, what's Kesef Kiddushin doing? I'm giving the father the money, which is now what? Inducing him to. Meaning what? What's he saying? What he's really saying is back to the beginning of the sukkah. Who's the Baal Dovar on the girl? Who's the Baal Dovar? The Baal Dovar is the father. And therefore, yes, if the money's going to Luber, that's inducing him to give me his sweatshirt. Money going elsewhere is not going to induce Luber. So when you give the father the money, and he's the one who receives the money, that indicates, that's a raya, that who's the Baal Dovar on this transaction? He's the Baal Dovar on the transaction. That's the raya, because that's how Kesel Kedushin works. So once the Gemara at the end of the day proves that Yatzah Chinam and Kesel, in Kesel Zev, Yatzah Kesel Nachah, that the father gets the money, says Tysus, that proves that he's the Baal Dovar on the Kedushin. Because, indeed, what Tosis is arguing is, the Kiddushin follows the money. Because that's how Kinyan Kesef works. Alright, dream about it. Think about it. I'm wishing everyone a delicious Shabbos. The Stifler gun, the Kilos Yad. And if you need any review or Chazara, I'm happy to help out.
Happy birthday.
It's the Narasal.